5 years ago, we discussed on the show when the President of the United States launched a secret war to overthrow Assad, assigned the CIA to work with Saudi Arabia and Turkey to overthrow Assad. We escalated a war. We don't have the truth told to the American people. Till this day, this newspaper, the New York Times, refuses to cover the truth in the most basic way about what the United States is doing. And when you say or others say the U.S. isn't doing its job, it's just not doing it publicly. We have been pumping in weapons. We have been funded by Saudi Arabia, CIA working together to keep this war going. This little boy has known only war because the United States 5 years ago launched a war that we have not ended.
So it is not
the Russians. It's so easy to sit in America and say it's the Russians' fault. It's the Russians' fault. Where did this start? It started with Hillary Clinton
and President Obama
saying Assad must go.
Jeffrey, you've said that. And
I know.
And that's
it's
why,
true.
That's why I prefaced my question by saying
it's five years ago.
So my question is, we find ourselves here.
Yeah.
It is the Russians dropping bombs. It is the Syrian government dropping bombs. It is ISIS spreading terror.
Right.
So you
have
spent your life trying to alleviate suffering, trying to alleviate poverty. What do we do now as an international community to stop the killing? We're at 500,000. How do we stop it from getting to 600,000?
Why are they dropping bombs? Because there's a rebellion that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia and Turkey have been supporting. They're fighting a rebellion that we are funding and arming. We should stop funding and arming a rebellion against a government. We should go to the U.N., work together with Russia to fight ISIS, because that's a real enemy. And overthrowing other governments, whether it's Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein or Assad, has just been disaster for the American people over and over again.
So your suggestion is defeat ISIS, keep Assad in place.
I don't want to keep him in place. I just don't want to have a war to overthrow him. That's a difference. I'm not for Assad. I'm against U.S.-led wars to overthrow other countries, especially when they're secret, because the American people have never been told what we're really doing in Syria to this day.